Nolte, Trump slump forces CNN to make Tucker Carlson its current hate object. By John Nolte on March 15, 2021. For 4 years, far-left CNN was able to keep its humiliating ratings from getting any more humiliating by launching relentless hate jihads against former President Trump. But now that Trump is gone, CNN's ratings have taken a major dive. So the woke Gestapo over there, Don Lemon, Brian Stelter, Jake Tapper, John Berman, April Ryan, Chris Cuomo, etc., are hoping the Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson can take Trump's place as a hate object and ratings booster. Although CNN was never able to attract more than about 0.5% of the American population during the Trump era, that was enough to keep the bottom from falling out of its ratings. The million or so Americans foaming at the mouth to hate Trump and desperate for a fix, always knew CNN could reliably be counted on to deliver. To these hate junkies, truth didn't matter. Accuracy didn't matter. Facts and basic human decency didn't matter. They wanted hate, and CNN served it up in buckets. In late 2016, after Trump's presidential victory proved the media no longer mattered, so desperate was CNN to not fall even further into last place, the outlet went so far as to allow its own Jake Tapper to act as one of the lead conspiracists in the deep state's malevolent attempt to overturn the 2016 election by framing Trump as a Russian spy who stole the election. Granted, CNN's plan did not work perfectly. Reputation-wise, the damage was fatal and irreversible. The cable channel went from a fairly respected, left-of-center news outlet to a national joke. No one believes any big stories CNN breaks anymore. And that's because most of them end up being retracted or exposed as fake news. CNN has also, along with the rest of the corporate media, lost its ability to sway public opinion. The fact that Trump got more raw votes in 2020 than Barry Obama ever did is a testimony to that. Also a testimony to CNN's inability to shape public opinion is how the outlet, along with the far-left New York Times, has cynically and wholeheartedly embraced McCarthyism. Much of CNN's energy and airtime is spent on campaigns to blacklist, to platform, cancel, and destroy its right-of-center competition. Something else that should not be forgotten is that throughout those 4 years, CNN still almost always found itself in last place in the ratings, far behind its left-wing confederates at MSNBC, and even further behind Fox News. Basically, CNN burnt down its reputation only to tread ratings water. Admittedly, although there was never any ratings glory for CNN during those 4 years, these evil race baiters, serial liars, and instigators of political violence did manage to keep the ratings bottom from falling out. So now that Trump is gone and CNN's ratings are crashing all over again, to the surprise of no one, the cable channel is acting like what it truly is. A rabid and wounded animal capable of any evil in order to save itself. Enter Tucker Carlson. In George Orwell's brilliant and prescient 1984, which has become a how-to manual for the corporate media, Democrat Party, academia, Hollywood, and big tech, a major component the state uses to keep people in line is Emmanuel Goldstein and the 2 minutes hate. In the left's How to Manual, Goldstein is considered an enemy of the state. And each day, for 2 minutes, the state broadcasts his photo so the populace can rage against him. The state, and Orwell, understood that one way to control people is to control their natural aggressions. One way to deflect from your own sins, your own ability to produce, is to manufacture an enemy who will always be worse. This is a tactic to deflect the blame and frustration you deserve onto someone else. So CNN, a fake news outlet that cannot produce real or compelling news, that cannot keep its ratings from bottoming out in a positive or constructive way, is turning Tucker Carlson into its own Emmanuel Goldstein. Only instead of a 2 minutes hate, we are being treated to a 24 hours hate. CNN is in full 24/7 smear and targeting mode against Carlson, making him the face of the enemy of CNN's beloved Biden state. He's being smeared as a sexist and white supremacist. In fact, CNN is so desperate to inform its fleeing viewers, hey, we got another Donald Trump for you. CNN is straight out saying Tucker Carlson is the new Donald Trump. The Biden administration is also a big part of this hate and demonization campaign. As the economy worsens and gas prices spike, as illegal aliens infected with the coronavirus are allowed to pour over our southern border, his fraudulency Joe Biden's military has gone to war against Carlson. In a violation of nearly 250 years of precedent, the military is taking political sides to publicly attack Carlson, to smear him unfairly as a sexist and homophobe, and is doing so by deliberately taking him out of context. So we have Knlal attacking a fellow broadcaster and the U.S. military attacking a journalist, and both are doing so with fabricated lies and outright smears. This is naked McCarthyism, and only the beginning.